Mud Crab Boogie, written by Robert G. Barrett.
I'll tell you something, Les, only because you're not a bad bloke. Nice guy just got busted.
He what? Les couldn't believe what he just heard.
Nice guy's been busted on his yacht, and I'm out of here, so have a nice day, Les.
Hang on, what about the boy's 200 grand?
A hint of a sardonic smile creased the corners of Coyne's eyes.
Tell them it'll be round the garage at 7 o'clock.
Les was about to say something like, "Don't give me that bullshit," when Angie appeared next to him.
"Hello, Coyne," she said. "Top game."
"Eh, sensational," replied the big man.
"So what's happening?" said Angie. "Where's the boy's money?"
"I was just telling Les, Angie," replied Coyne. "Neville's been in a car accident, and it'll be at the garage at 7 o'clock, so wait there. Isn't that right, Les?"
Before Les had a chance to even nod or mumble a disbelieving reply, Coyne said,
"I have to go to the hospital. See ya."
He disappeared into the crowd with his two shifty friends. Les turned to Angie.
"You heard him," he shrugged. "They're going to drop the money off at the garage. We're all going back there anyway."
Angie stared moodily after Coyne.
"Yeah, I just hope he's fair dinkum and this isn't some sort of scam. I've never really trusted that dropkick or his bloody mate."
"Well, I don't know them all that well," said Les, "but I can't see any reason why they wouldn't pay up."
"Yeah."
Angie gave Les a quick once up and down, as if she suddenly didn't trust him either.
"So how are the boys?"
"Rooted. Half of them should be in hospital. They all need to see a doctor."
"The presentations and all that rattle finished?"
"Yeah."
"Well, why don't we all get changed and get out of here? We haven't got all that much time if we're going to be at the garage by 7. And don't forget, the cops are still looking for you and your girlfriends."
"Yeah, good idea," said Angie. "Let's not be here. In fact, the sooner I get out of Sydney, the better I'd like it."
"I know just how you feel, Angie," sympathised Les.